This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, like I said, it's a pleasure. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, if you would. Because that's why you need to be part of the conversation. We need to make sure, man, there is so much going on. So much trouble or problems or things that could potentially happen, and you're seeing it, you're hearing it right now. Again, you know, as I've said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, and maybe I'm not your cup of tea. Maybe I am not the guy. You know what I'm saying? But you need to find somebody. You need to find a way to get informed because, man, I'm telling you, it's coming down. This is not going to be like I hit the ground running, right? This is not going to be the handoff that everybody thinks it's going to be. You have 20-some-odd thousand troops in Washington, D.C. Why is that? Honestly, why is that? How could that possibly be happening? Is this about power? What is this about? Come on, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be serious. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy kind of guy. That's not what I'm looking for here. What I'm looking for is for you to look at what's going on around you and tell me what you're going to do next. Right? What's your plan? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. I love when you're around. I love when you're responding and talking / dealing / discussing things. Today's Martin Luther King Jr. Well, actually, Friday was. Should have been. Martin Luther King Jr. Was it Friday? No. But yeah, Friday, 15th. But we celebrate it on Monday because, you know, we move all these inconsequential holidays to Monday. And I say that because I believe it's inconsequential. Maybe the government thinks it is. I don't know why they do this. I have no idea. I know it's supposed to save them money, supposed to save them all kinds of stuff, but it does not honor the person they're looking to honor. Has anybody seen... Have you looked? Has anybody seen the, the wall around D.C. right now? What I really find funny is that all the Democrats are very, 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 very happy that there's a wall around D.C. to keep them safe. Haven't they been telling us for the last 10-plus years that walls don't work? Right? You know what they said? Joey B., well, the first thing he wants to do, he wants to stop as much as the Mexican wall as he can. Why? Apparently they work. You've got them. people, this is really, you know what's scary about this more than anything? Really, seriously. Let me take it down a notch or two for you to begin with. Troops are not in D.C. for your protection. No, really, really. I'm sorry. I don't get conspiratorial on you guys. They're going to show you who's in charge. They're going to show you the power and who is in charge. Because if they were truly just there to protect, why would you need 22,000 of them? That's number one. All right? They've created what's called a green zone. Anybody remember the last time there was a green zone anywhere? Yeah, it was in Iraq. Right? When they took over the capital, they created a green zone for protection. An area where you have to check in and check out of. What are we, in Iraq now? Right? Can't send the troops to the Mexican border, because that was a no-no. You know, we don't want to protect America. We don't protect the United States against any kind of little invasion, if you would. No troops to Portland or Seattle, because remember Pelosi? Those were stormtroopers. Looks like stormtroopers to me. Can't be doing that. This is America. Nancy, have you looked around the White House? And then they're putting the troops through a political litmus test. Who did you vote for? Or what party do you belong to? Who was, I can't remember his name. Oh, Congressman Cohen. Right? What's he comes out and actually says on CNN, and nobody challenges him, over 70% of the troops are white males. White males generally tend to, 25% of the males were the only ones that voted for Biden. So we have to send, because they have no honor, they have no integrity, they have to check the honor and integrity of the military men. Most of these guys have never served in the military. Most of what's left in Congress has not. They don't know what it's like to put yourself in harm's way for somebody else. Most of those people in Congress, they're selfish people. They're in it for themselves. What's going to keep them safe or make them safe or make it right for them? They're not doing anything for the American public. Take the guards down. Give the police department what they asked for to begin with. Give the Capitol Police for what they asked for. You didn't protect President Trump like this when he first got elected, Nancy. You could have cared less. They were around the corner burning things down in D.C. Nobody gave a darn. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yep, Kimberly joins me after the break. I'm sure she's going to be wound up as well. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Hit up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. I don't know what's going on with the video feed, but we are a radio show anyway. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let me just bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of get the week rolling, talk about some of the crazy stuff going on. Maybe I missed something, and I'm sure she'll find it. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you're closer to it than I am, thank God. But, man, you know, D.C., for you, these bunch of yo-hos, how long have they been telling us that walls don't work? Remember Nancy Pelosi thought that, you know, those troops in Portland and Seattle, they were like stormtroopers. That looks like stormtroopers to me. And now she's praising the 22,000 in D.C. I mean, are we...
Yeah, and we shouldn't have guns to protect ourselves either. It's just, you know, guns are being used to protect them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and what is it? One state that was trying to outlaw bulletproof vests And you're going, wait a minute, why would you want to do that?
Right?
I mean, seriously. What?
I think it's all kabuki theater, but I think it's also foreshadowing of what's to come with this horrific administration. Because let's face reality, neither Biden nor Harris are going to be running a damn thing.
Right.
It's going to be the extreme far left, and they're just the puppets. Just like with Obama. It's the same thing, only this is going to be Obama's failed presidency, part two, the final chapter. It's going to be really, really bad. America is going back again to being last instead of first.
Oh,
and every single one of us in this country is going to suffer or feel the pain from that in one way or another.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I mean, when you look already what they're starting to do, what they want to do, and between the gun control laws, between they're going to shut down the pipeline. Well, why? What has been the problem? Right? Let's put some people out of work. I mean, that's what it's all about. The more they can make you, the more they can make you sufficient on them, right? You're not going to vote them out. You're not going to be able to.
Well, that's the whole goal with this COVID cult crap. Is to try to destroy as many people as possible, as many businesses as possible, so they can make more people dependent on the government. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's working, because, you know, there's millions of people that still can't support themselves because they can't go back to work, or they can't run their business, or they can only work part-time or whatever.
And they're extending it out now. What is it? They're going to send it out to September, is what they're looking to do after he gets in, unemployment.
Oh, my God.
Right? So you look at that. I mean, again, it's the truth. Why go back to work? If you're making yourself, I don't know, $250, $350, whatever, a week, stay home. You might be able to pull in $400 a week, depending on how this works out.
When they were giving people $600 a week more, and for unemployment, I talked to people when, you know, they would, dentist office and other people, medical offices, when the employees could go back, they could reopen, they said they were really having a hard time getting employees to come back.
Of course.
Because they were getting more sitting at home.
These people aren't stupid, of course. Let me see, I can get 900 a week, right? Or I get a kiss. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Right. I mean, it's every time I hear some of the plans of Biden, I cringe. I'm like, God, you know, we finally, Trump got us out of that crap, like the Paris Climate Accord, which Americans need to understand. It does nothing to help climate change or change anything about the climate. Absolutely nothing. All it does is give money to governments in foreign third world countries who aren't going to use it to do anything about climate, and it's going to rip all of us money out of our pockets to go to all these foreign countries. And his immigration? Oh, I don't know.
They're already headed for the border. Then he wants to make, you know, it's funny how the paper's kind of covering it up for him. He wants to bring 11 million illegals into the fold. Well, that's a line of crap. It's not 11 million. You and I both know that. They've been using that 11 million number for what now? About as many years, haven't they?
They've been saying that. Yeah, I think they've been saying that number for 20 years.
So apparently, you know, there's enough of them dying off that when the new ones come in illegally, it just doesn't change the number at all. Then that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't even have words. Honestly, I don't even have words.
But look,
they're going to do to this country and what they're going to do to all of us.
You train. You train with guns. You're training people. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, this, you know, they've been squeezing these people for 8 years, okay? For 4 years, we watched a guy that we believed loved this country was turning us around, Watch them beat him, just beat on him for 4 years. If they really try to come down on us, I really do fear a physical and violent civil war. How far off do you think I am?
You're not. It really depends on. It really depends on what they do. I got to tell you, as you know, since COVID began, really, well, since even before that, but once the the lockdowns and all that happened, obviously, you know, millions of new gun owners came about.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with seeing all the riots, stuff like that. And just recently, like over the past couple of weeks, I've had multiple women who are friends of mine say, hey, I'm going to get my first firearm. Wow. I can't tell you how many emails and messages I get, when's your next class, when's your next class, when's your next class. So, this is, I don't know what it's going to take, what the actual line in the sand will be for a lot of people, Joe, but after being put through hell for the past year, with being locked down, your children, people's kids are suffering, their elderly parents are dying in nursing homes alone.
Right.
Not being able to make sure their elderly parents or even your loved ones are getting the proper care in a hospital.
I hear you. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after the break. She's going nowhere. We won't either. Be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement on Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they are leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. The state of California reached another grim milestone in the pandemic Monday, becoming the first state to record 3 million coronavirus infections. The state is trying to ramp up efforts to get more Californians vaccinated, as it's averaging more than 40,000 new cases daily. The state's 3 millionth case coming only 44 days after the 2 millionth case was recorded back on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You've been attacking me for so long, calling me names for so long. Right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going in. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and working with us and dealing with us and all of that. And let me just bring her in because I have so much fun with her. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she does every week because, you know, frankly, she's one of the, well, you used to be sane. What happened to you?
I totally turned insane when I got involved in politics. Lost all sanity.
It's the truth. You have no choice. Yep. Nobody has any choice in the matter. It's like you get in there, but I'll tell you what you have to do. Because it used to drive me nuts, is you cannot fight everything. You have to pick one or two things you're passionate about, and you grab them like a bulldog with a bone, and you don't let up till you get what you're looking for, right?
Yep, exactly. I used to try to fight on so many different things. I used to go testify at state house. I used to write all kinds of art. I'm like, I can't do it. You have to. I have to pick and choose. Other people have to step up and do it because you can't do everything and you can't be all things to all people when it comes to activism. You just can't.
No. No, we need to allow people to grab what it is they're working with or what they're doing and run with it. But one thing or two things at a time max. Otherwise, you get spread through too thin and you get absolutely nothing done.
Right. But that's right. I'm sure you guys have it there, too. Like in New Hampshire, we have certain people we know are hardcore on education, like, you know, yep, education reform and stuff like that. Then there's the right to work people, and there's, you know what I mean? So there are some groups. It's the other bills that kind of fly under the radar sometimes that are scary.
Yep. Listen, I look at this stuff, and again, as you know, I'm fighting it at the lower levels, right? School board and city council and what have you. But you and I were talking about it during the break. And you're right. Some of these politicians in Congress now, the Republican politicians, no different than the Democrats. When you look at some of the things they voted for, some of the things they've agreed to do, very few of them are up there holding on to their principles, pushing back and fighting back for us. But, you know, part of that is, I got to tell you, when you see the amount of, and I showed you what was going on in my district and districts right around me, and it was a 16-19, you know, history trying to make its way in, that you can easily refute, that scholars have refuted of both colors, you know, black, white, and, you know, even Asian and Hispanic. I said, whoa, what is this garbage? You know, Washington Post writer did it, we're going to take it as gospel truth. Are we for real?
And why are they teaching that in schools? It's horrifying. And they're also teaching Black Lives Matter crap in schools, too.
Yeah, you're exactly right. No, and none of the, nothing should be taught in these schools that is an approved curriculum by the board and or the state. But, you know, again, it comes back to the narrative. If it doesn't fit their narrative, it has to be taught differently. And somebody I was talking to today just made a great point. Said, look, Joe, they have had 20-plus years to indoctrinate the kids in education on what is right. And now when you look, the reason they want socialism or communism, what have you, is these are the kids that have been indoctrinated for the last 20, 25 years. This is all they know. Their teachers told them this was true.
Joe, a woman I know today was talking about her son. I think he's going into eighth grade, and he didn't know what the American Civil War was.
Look at
they never taught him that in school.
I play a clip where a guy goes to a predominantly black college to talk about the Civil War. And not only could they not tell you who fought who, most of them couldn't tell you why, and most of them couldn't tell you when. Which means that these teachers, these professors, are so dishonest, so dark, that they don't want them to know the history, because then it would make it look like, oh, you mean white folks died for my freedom? You mean it was actually a fight in this country to free the slaves? We don't want
because
that.
Because they want people to continue to play the victim. You know, I mean, they do it with black people, gay people, women, immigrants. They do all across the board. They have to be victims so that the Democrats can then do stuff to try to save you.
You know, what would
you know?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's funny. Every year I've been going to the Women's March. Every year it's held in January, usually. Funny, I mean, obviously there's COVID, so that's probably one reason they probably couldn't get a permit. But this is the year that a real Women's March, for women actually fighting for actual women's rights, should take place.
Yep.
Because Biden and Harris are going to actually try to take our actual rights away.
Yeah.
Irony.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've been talking about war for almost most of this year. And not 21, I'm talking about most of last year, okay, 2020, when I kept saying, look, this is getting down to, this is no longer, you know, Americans of the South with Americans of the North and Americans out West, okay, with a couple of different mindsets and different ways to go at things. This is an all-out war against ideologies. One side totally believes that they are right no matter what. I mean, look at what's going on across the country with the Democrats today. They're going to start forcing you to do things that they think are right and good for you. The right doesn't do that. And again, they're not saints, don't get me wrong. But we are definitely more on the side of freedom and liberty, and you decide what you want to do in your home with your people and that kind of thing. They are not there. They are true fascists, aren't they?
They don't get that. And that's the biggest thing. I just had this discussion today, and I can't remember where I commented on something, and I said, the left are the ones who are the fascists. And we have a country filled with sheeple, Joe. They don't even know what fascism is. They just heard the media and politicians say, Trump's a fascist, Trump's a fascist. Oh, Antifa, they're really anti-fascist. No, they're the actual fascists. They don't get it. And it's partially because of education. I blame a huge amount on the media. Because I know politicians are going to lie, but the media is supposed to be there to call them out or question them.
So you're not as old as I am, but I grew up with my dad, my uncle saying, you know, only believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. And it was always around the news and that kind of stuff. And half of what you see had to do with the newspapers. You know what I'm saying? So they don't get that anymore. Now they're told, you know, look at CNN. These transparent Democrats that love truth and the American way are trying to shut down Newsmax and OAN. And not because they can point to anything where they've actually out and out lied about or putting out fake news. But they're growing like crazy while what? While CNN, MSNBC, the rest of them are tanking.
Yep. It's. God. I commented on something the other day because there was a CNN. I don't know if he's a writer or I don't even know who he is. I've never even heard of him. And I'm like, stop being a fascist. Stop behaving like a fascist. They just don't care. They don't care. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. They don't. and this is the scary part, Joe, because this is what Brown Shirts did.
Oh, yeah?
Right? It started off, you know, the whole mass thing. Like, with the whole mass thing, people are these crazy psycho Karens who suddenly think they have some kind of power to tell you, their neighbor, what to do, or someone, some stranger that they would never approach otherwise.
Well, you were really traumatized by that, huh?
Oh, no, I wasn't traumatized. It actually made my day. I was at the grocery store over the weekend. No one said a damn word. Nothing. I was chit-chatting with people, you know, socially distant, because I understand, you know, whatever. But this is a frightening point, in my opinion, in this country. And it's hard to take all in. There's a ton of stuff going on. And it's there's going to be even more stuff going on once the Muppet takes office. And I hope people are prepared.
You know, you probably heard this too from some of your Democrat friends who said, oh my God, if I had known this, I wouldn't have voted for him. And this is a multitude of things. Not just one or two things, but a multitude. It's like, were you in a coma for the last year and a half?
Right. I mean, but you got to remember. So you have to think about it this way, Joe. Most people don't watch other forms of news, right? They watch their certain news, whether it's local, and even local news is biased. I don't care what they want to say.
Oh, sure.
So I try to always put myself in the position of, if I only ever watched CNN, what would I think about everything that's gone on? And
All right. Hold that thought. I know you can. Put it on pause. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin will join us after the break. Be right back.
Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You're back. Yeah. Don't forget, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a lot there. Okay, let me just bring her in because she's got a lot. I got something that will really shake her up over here. Kimberly Morton joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. You can catch her. Where can they find you? Your writings, your
musings? Conservative IND on Twitter.
Say it again because I hit your button by accident.
You muted me? How dare you?
I know, right?
GrannyTrump.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, so this one ought to make you laugh, okay? There has always been a limit to how many cremations can be done in Los Angeles County, but you would think it's for air quality management, okay? So the county supervisors had to get, like, special dispensation from the AQMD, which is a state agency, because they had a backlog of bodies that they needed to cremate, and they haven't been able to do it. And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't know that we had a limit on bodies you could cremate.
Okay. How can you have a limit? If someone is dead and they need to be cremated, nobody can control that.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, my. I think I remember hearing about that years ago and thinking how stupid it was.
Yeah. Well, So they made a plea. AQMD lifted it. Now they can start burning bodies again. which I find some of this stuff is interesting. Remember a little over a year ago, we hinted at and touched on, people were sending us stories about 27 million cell phones that disappeared or went dead on the system in China, in that part of China, in Wuhan, and that the crematoriums looked like they were running 24/7 for quite some time. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but that's horrifying. I get the cell phone. Yeah, they want to shut it down.
Right. Well, apparently the cell phones that were shut down may have been people that were dying of the flu, and they were using the crematoriums to get rid of the bodies. And even the doctor that was silenced, who came over here, was on Fox for a while. She said the same thing. She said that the crematoriums were going the way they were going because they had to get rid of these bodies, and they had to get rid of them, you know, quick. They couldn't have them just hanging out.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, we're never going to get the truth from China. They intentionally let this loose on the world because they want to dominate and control the world.
Yep.
I still don't understand why they haven't been brought up on charges by a government court.
Who's going to do it?
Who does it, but it needs to be done.
Yeah. Everybody's afraid of China. I don't know why, but everybody's afraid of China, and they shouldn't be.
It's because every single frigging country relies on China because their politicians sold them out just like ours did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was awoken to a few things. I got woke over the pharmaceutical world when I found out that China was making our penicillin. They pretty much were making every drug that we had here that we were taking. So you really don't know what is in it. They're not as stringent as our people are.
Is that not horrifying?
Oh, it was when I found out about it, yeah.
When I found out they were making most of our antibiotics, I was like, are you kidding me? I thought they were all made here, because why would you have a foreign country make things that save citizens' lives?
Hey, for the same reason you'd have them count our votes, you know what I'm saying? So, Pelosi and Biden have said that the 6th was the darkest day, one of the darkest days in American history. All right? So, apparently Pearl Harbor didn't hold much of a meaning for them. You know, the 9/11 towers didn't hold much of a meaning for them. And not that any life is valued less, but I think, what was there, five people that died that day? Four or five people that died? And all of a sudden, this becomes a major issue of security and sedition in this country. And this is where I'm kind of torn within myself to say, do you give up? Do you fight even harder? Look, they have 22,000 troops. They have a wall. They have a green belt around, which means they have really have two walls around the Capitol. Really?
We can't give up. Okay,
no.
That's number one. We can't give up. What you and I both say all the time is fight on your local level. You have to. That's what affects you the most. Yeah, Biden and Harris are going to try to royally screw us, especially with Democrats having control, essentially, by one vote. But they might not be able to get everything through because they need more than 51 votes
to really get.
Right. So we might be okay, but it's going to be uglier than it even was before, because all the Democrats are going to do is, as they usually do, lie about legislation and then point fingers at Republicans and say, they want to hurt you, blah, blah, blah. Like that, the $15 minimum wage increase that idiot Muppet wants to put into place as part of a COVID bill package or executive whatever, part of a COVID bill, I think, that's going to kill jobs. Millions.
Yep.
Millions of jobs, and it's going to put more people in poverty. It's not going to lift even one person out of poverty.
No. No, it's going to keep people in poverty. It's going to keep people, again, once you've already had major businesses say, you know, $15 an hour, we'd have to lay off people. And on top of that, then you have the lefties screaming, well, if you can't afford to pay somebody $15 an hour, you shouldn't be in business. I want to turn to that person and say, all right, so how many businesses have you run? I'll even go one further. How many departments have you run from within a business that were actually successful?
Joe, these people don't even understand basic economics. Forget, you can't even have that discussion with them. That's how dumb they are.
You're taking all the fun away.
They think they're so smart, and they think they're, you know, they know what's better for all of us, but they're extremely ignorant. I don't care how many alphabet letters they have next to their name. They are some of the most ignorant people I've ever met in my entire life. It blows my mind that supposedly educated people who have law degrees, and some of them even have medical degrees and PhDs, blows my mind that they don't understand basic economics, and they have no clue how the real world lives.
I found out last week that, in particular, there was a senator that had been, he's been in the Senate for 21 years or something like that, and he did not realize that if, because, you know, he fought sending the votes back to the states, because he didn't know that the Constitution stated that every state got one vote. He thought that Nancy Pelosi's Congress meant that they would all get to vote, and since they had the majority to vote, it would be Biden. Right? And he didn't want to go through all that stuff. And it's like, sweet Jesus, you've been there 21 years, and you didn't take the time to go look at the possible outcomes in this hearing or Senate session. See, there's a guy that needs to go because he didn't care. He's so comfortable, he didn't care. And that's right. Wrong in and of itself.
That's one of the problems. Not only do these people get comfortable, but they end up becoming millionaires, ironically. I mean, curiously, how are they all of a sudden all millionaires when they weren't when they stepped foot into Congress?
I'm with you there. I'm like, I want to take that class. I don't want to be in Congress. I just want to take the class that makes them become all millionaires before they get out, right?
Right, so, exactly.
There's a Republican, aide that's in trouble right now because she claimed that Democrat Vice President nominee Kamala Harris used sex to advance her career. And don't. Okay. So there is a congresswoman who's saying, wait a minute. That's a racist and demeaning post. It's meant to imply basically that she had no credentials, no education, no worthiness of being up on that stage. That was from Senator Latonya Johnson of Milwaukee. But you know what? Even her lover of those days said that, you know, it was the only way she could further her career. It has nothing to do with race.
No. I don't understand. See, they're going to... God. We've been dealing with this racist crap for 12 years. It's going to get even worse over the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
The left seems to be like...
Well...
People just... I see... Okay, so I got to say one thing. I do see more and more people standing up against certain things. I do see that. But more and more people have to stand up, and the left needs to stop watching freaking PMSNBC and CNN. Look elsewhere. I'm not telling you to watch Fox News either, but find some news elsewhere. And look up legislation and look up facts and history. Don't believe anything these people say.
Grow a brain. Use the brain cells that God gave you. How's that? All right, listen, tell people where to find you quick.
Don't happen, it's okay.
Quick, tell people where to find you.
Gurnickbox.com and conservative IND on Twitter.
Joe, we'll see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Got a lot more coming up. Dr. B is going to help you get through some of this craziness, some of your depression. Buy plenty of alcohol. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go.